choice to have a chance to have positive change in your life. That is what this is about. This is about healing. This is not about feeling. This is about faith. This is about moving out of that hate that's in your heart. And it's going to be a little rom-tom, prom-tom with Kristen. I'm a poet that doesn't know it all. I may be 5'4", but my heart is growing over 10 feet tall. And yeah, ooh, it hurts sometimes for other people a lot of times. But let me tell you what, it's strong. There are no chains. There is no twisting of my mind. And that is because Jesus is my Savior and Lord. And He delivered me. I have been delivered. Redemption, restoration, transformation, always rearranging. I mean, come on. Doesn't that sound good in your life? Am I too passionate for you? I want you to wake up to win. I want you to know His love. I want you to know it's a wraparound presence in your life that you will never, ever want to let go of. You will never, ever feel alone. He is always listening, and He is your home. So if you feel, even if you're on the streets, even if you feel like you're out of place, He has space always for you. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to have a life anew. Come on. So get up. Wake up to win. He is listening. I'm on my way to get my sons, Ty and Dawson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will have about 12 days with them. So, so excited. You know, a hug away is too far away. They live in Mississippi, and one day they will live here. So working towards that, it's been a journey. But glory to God that I'm, you know, in the right place, in the right, you know, with everybody that I need to be with. Except them, yes, they need to be here, but there is a growth in that. There's a strength building within me as a mom. And I mean, praise God, they almost didn't have me. So we're going to go to the dark a little bit, or, you know, it's gonna get real, real, real at times, the things I speak of. But sometimes I have to go to that. Sometimes I have to go to the deep, 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 so you can see the light, so you can see the elevation, so you can hear in my voice the love of God, the peace of God. And that I'm not in the pieces that I was in before. That I know I am a masterpiece, and so are you. So don't think you're not worthy because you are. Don't think you're not loved because you are. You've been told lies, 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 lies. And that is the deceiver of all. He roams the world and he just wants you to fall. So get up. Let's listen to one song. And you know what? If you're not in the mood to listen to a song, I'm going to speak after this. Better believe I'm never going to give up. The past few days have been very challenging for me. Medically, even spiritually. Pushing forward. But I don't give up. I don't. We all go through storms. We all go through waves. But it's what you do with it. And you got to praise. Always praise Him. Praise Him before you pray. He will give you the guidance. He is the way. He is listening. So if you're not in the mood for listening to a song called I'm Listening, then just, that's okay. You can fast forward. I just want you to stay.
You speak.
into listening to faith-filled things, to seeing faith-filled things. If you're on your social media and you're seeing not that, if you're seeing the hatred in the world, if you're seeing the politics, if you're seeing all these things that are a big downfall, then go ahead and ignore it. Put that you don't want to see posts like this anymore. That's as easy as that. Make one change one day, then two changes the next. Then sometimes we have a fall, but that's okay. That's okay. It's not about the fall. It's about the get up, the bounce back. You know, you might feel like you're crawling right now, but just change one thing and he'll show you how. He will. I sound like a Dr. Seuss book, but that's okay. I'm going to speak anyway. You know, but I'm very, you know, the glory is to God. All glory to God. But this is just a pleasure to me. At times it is difficult to speak out about the things I want to speak out, to go to the dark times, to lead you to the light, and really dive into some things that happen in my day-to-day walk with Him. Sometimes it's a little difficult, but it's an honor and pleasure in His name to do this for you. Yes, this helps me out in my growth because I'm continually growing, but this is about you. I am doing this so you can rise up, and that's not through me. That's through Him. I can just help you see, to open your eyes to Him. And once you have, once you've surrendered, once you've repented, gone to Him and just said, Lord, forgive me. I've been in such a dark place. I want to be able to seek you more, but I know I need strength where I have weakness. Start off with that, but thanking Him always, because you were put down here not to have a hard heart. Your heart needs to be softened. Go to the Word. Go to the Word. Go to the Word. I want to say it a million times to you. Don't block yourself from your success in your life, from your purpose. He has given us all gifts. There is a light inside of each person in this life. No matter what hatred you may see, no matter what anything that just doesn't, you know, look good and godly on someone, there is a light. There is a chance that person has. Look at Paul. Go to Paul. I mean, he wrote most of the book. But go in there and see that, you know, in the beginning, how he killed people. He was bad. He was not good. But he surrendered. He gave his life to the Lord. He had faith always and trusted in Him no matter what chains were put upon him. He fought the good fight. And he did it with all his might. Man, I really am rhyming today. Yes, it's just flowing. It's just coming. But God is just so good that it is just so sad to be able to sit in that familiar place of pain that you're in. So if you want the sadness to go and the joy to come, that's in the Lord. He is the one. There we go again. It's just coming. But yeah, I've got a little bit of time to sit here and talk with God, talk with you, and listen to some music and really clear some things that have stressed me out in the past few days. Like I said, a lot of people will see me and be like, man, Kristen, you're shining. Yes, I do shine my light as bright as I can. But we all have issues that we have to deal with this world. Greater is He that is in me that is in the world. Let's go to Paul. forsake that, because nothing that he did should have been compared to what the Lord has done. And so, going into Corinthians, you know, it talks about how you are a new creation. You are a new creation, you know. We have a little three circle thing where we you know, had classes to go out to do things on the street for outreach to apartments that were nearby our church. And it spoke about, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. You're my person. I'm asking a question to you. Do you believe and agree that we live in a broken world? A crazy world, right? Destructive world. And then you will say, yes, yep. And I will say, well, once God made the world with love, a perfect world. But then Jesus, well, let's skip over that part. Go back, excuse me. Man kind of messed that up. He sinned. So what happened after that? Man, God gave us Jesus. He gave his one and only son because he loved you so much. Jesus died. He was buried. He rose from the dead. So that in turn gave us an opening, a door. If we surrender, we repent, you just believe, then you are able to get out of that broken world. And you are able to become a new creation if you make Jesus the Lord of your life. But it's not finished. It's not just when you are a new creation, let's just go to heaven and that's it. No. He trusts you in being an ambassador for him. By going after you are in that world of love and joy and peace and righteousness in the kingdom, you have brought heaven down to earth as one, and earth as it is in heaven. But you, my friend, he trusts in you to be an ambassador for him, to go out into the world. Your walk in doing so as being an ambassador for him, when you're a new creation, all old things have passed. That is a lot different than the person next to you, the person in front of you, person beside you. You know, everybody's walk may be different. That is serving. That is called serving. Because he is your Savior. The only one that will bring you peace and joy and eternal life. So, that's the three circles. I'll be showing it on Collider Soldier, my podcast that's coming up. Video. As soon as I get this stuff figured out, this equipment. I just really, at this point, hate the word device at this point. But if you know me, you know me. And it's totally a thing. And we're going to get past it because, you know, this too shall pass. And I do not give up. I do not. Like I said, there are falls in life. But there is nothing that faith cannot do, cannot overcome, because our God is limitless. He doesn't limit his power and what he can do. I'm a miracle to be here. Praise God. Miracles happen every day. So yeah, in Philippians 3, it's 4, no, it's 8. To truly know him meant letting go of everything from my past and throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap. And it's all like a pile of manure to me now. So that may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace him as Lord in all of his greatness. So good. Then it talks about, you know, my passion is to be consumed with him and not to cling to my own righteousness. My only righteousness will be his. And it's based on the fullness, the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. So my friend, if you are not, I pray for you. Jesus went to the sinners. Jesus went to the people that were lost. And in a parable, the 99, he would leave the 99 that were fine to go find that one that was lost. To throw that one sheep over his shoulder and say, I'm bringing you home. Yeah, so there's a longing to be with Jesus. I've gone to God's light, but I wasn't, that door to eternal life was not open for me. It was not. He wanted me to see a touch of heaven. Ooh, I can't even, when I say that, I visualize that day when I had a house fire a couple years ago. That the night before was a fight for my life. And even the days after, there was a lot of darkness that I fought through. That wasn't on my own. I trusted in him after he showed me the light and the joy that was possible in my life. And I am living, breathing proof of that because I have Christ in me. So go to Philippians 3. Read on it. You shouldn't. It talks about not depending on your own strength. You get that from him. Because obviously if you're in a dark place, my friend, and you feel like he's not listening, and maybe you feel like you just can't listen and hear his voice, you have to get that strength from him and trust in him. Run straight to him. Have faith in yourself. The world, this world will gobble you up, spit you out, then gobble you up again. And that, you know, we can't blame everything on Satan. I don't even like saying the S word. But, can't blame everything on the enemy. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies. That is a true saying. We dive into drugs. You have to be strong to get out of that. Pretty darn strong. Yep. Been there. Man. How long's it been? Almost 2.5 years. ground and say, devil, you are underneath me. Get your hands off my mind, my heart, my family, my job, my whatever it is that you know his presence is there and trying to take you down. He sees your weaknesses, of course. His thing is to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you are a little bit down, he's going to come in and try to really take you down. But you take authority. You almost have to get mad. Yes, you have to get angry at the enemy and just say and start laughing and glory to God. Light be, light be, light be. Speaking life over yourself, over your pain, over your mind that doesn't feel right. You have the authority. You do. So go into the Word. Go into the Bible, the Book of Life. You don't want to have those shovels in your hand. I've had those shovels in my hands before where I was already digging my grave. My parents were waiting for the call. When they got a call a couple years ago, when I ended up at a house after being terrified after a house fire, trying to find my way home, no phone, barefoot, soaking wet, dying. They got a call from the police. They really thought that was to identify me, my body. And yes, my soul would have been lost forever. But I fought through it. Because God spoke and he said, run. And his voice was so loud. There were so many times that I just blocked out his voice. I even got angry at God when I was in such pain. Spiritual battle. Whenever you pray, praise Him and say, thank you, God, that I've gotten to this point, that I've pushed myself through you. You've given me that strength because I want to seek you, because I want my life to be better, because I'm tired of feeling like I'm in chains, drugged down to the ground, because I'm ready to get up. Too much joy. Well, maybe you don't have enough. But I don't like everybody. There's a